break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain.
I said there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. In the name of Jesus,
there is power.
In the name of Jesus,
what it is. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. Good afternoon, everyone. That was a song selection for today with a heads up that something will break and every chain is breakable in your life. Every chain, and God can break every chain. So today is day 18. Day 18 out of 21. Do y'all realize how close we are at the end? Oh my God. Woo! If you're not feeling a breakthrough right now, I don't know. But I am feeling mine. And I know I'm too close to break before my breakthrough is here completely. Today is day 18. I want to know how you guys are feeling right now. You are 18 days deep. 18. Imagine how you felt from day zero when you first started till now. How do you feel now? What is going on with you physically, emotionally? I've had a lot of people to reach out to me about how they are feeling different from the first day zero till now. I've had a lot of people to reach out to me to tell me that they have been experiencing spiritual warfare and different distractions have came into their lives during these 21 days of growing their relationship with God and getting to know Him and saying yes to Him and trusting Him and praying with Him and spending time with Him and getting to know His word for what it is and not just for what they was told. So I want to know how you all are feeling, because I know that this is a move. This is a move. It's a different kind of move that you have taken. So I want to know, how are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Do you feel your changes being made? Do you feel the progress that you're making? Are you okay with the changes you're making? Are you okay with being the better creature that you are now than who you were when you first started these 21 days and day zero? How have you changed from before even starting to day zero till now, 18 days later? That's what I want to know. Feel free to comment or even send me a DM or a text if that's okay. 912-436-8844 is completely business. You may text me, call me anytime after 9 a.m. But today is day 18. And I will put my number in the thing, my business number, not personal. Today is day 18 and PUSH. We're still in the PUSH acronym. We did the P on day 16. We did the U yesterday for day 17. So you guys can go back and look at those videos as well. Or you can tune into the podcast link that I will put in the comments as well. It's uploaded to Spotify as well. And all platforms, but the videos are just only for Spotify. So today is the S in PUSH, and the S in PUSH means something will break. I don't know, has it already broken during this process? I don't know, is it beginning to break in this process? I don't know when it's going to break in this process. I don't know even if it's going to break after your 21 days, but something will break because of this journey that you have chosen to do for 21 days. Something will break. And let me get into the message for you. As you have read the Bible, in the Bible, about how God uses the following sinful ancestors of Jesus, such as Tamar, the adulteress, or even Solomon, who conceived after King David's adulterous affair with Bathsheba. I'm probably not saying it right. Bathsheba. Okay. Of course, they were not the only ones he used to do good deeds. But to be clear, God uses sinful human beings like ourselves to do something great for him and with our life at the same time. And you see, that's what I meant in day zero and day one, two, and three, is that all Christians haven't been saved all their lives. They had to go through something to experience God themselves. They had to have something happen, something broke in their life to where they experienced God for themselves, to where they won't go back to their old ways, to where they won't go back to doing the things they used to do, to where they won't go back to how they used to be, because they now experienced him for themselves and they love who they are becoming. They love who they are in him. They love what they see in themselves. They love what they are doing because of him. So, and like I said, I am that imperfect flesh as well. I experienced him for myself, but I was introduced to him at a young age because of my mom. My mother gave me an introduction as a young girl growing up in the church and on the praise team and in the choir. But that was an introduction. It was for me as I got older, my responsibility to hold myself accountable and growing and getting to know him for myself. And needless to say, he brought me back with something detrimental in my life. So yes, God will use the most sinful people to do good deeds for him. And that's why I wholeheartedly believe in the 1 Timothy 4:10 and 4:12, because it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. God will use you if he needs to get something through and out to his people around you. And me, I chose to be the sacrifice a long time ago, before I even started writing, before I even started doing videos, before I even started doing the TV thing, before I even started doing anything. I said yes to me for him first. Because I know that this journey starts with me first. I said yes to changing me first. So I had to work on me first before I can help and inspire anybody else to work on themselves first. So that's why I am at it with these 21 days. And this book is special to me that I wrote, because God led the way for me. And I have something huge to reveal to you guys on the 21st day, and I cannot wait to share it with you, but you got to wait till the 21st day. So when going through and standing strong throughout these days of adding prayer back into your life, spiritual warfare will, or if it has not already taken place, know that something will break inside of you, around you, or about you. You are ridding the old you. So you can't rid yourself of yourself. You can't rid yourself of your old habits. You can't rid yourself of your flaws. You can't rid yourself of your infirmities if something does not break. How do you know you are ridding this? How do you know you are becoming that creature God intended you to be? It's because something will break in you, about you, or around you. And we're going to get into these things that will break, because a lot of things broke in me. A lot of things broke around me when I first started. A lot of things broke for me. So you are trusting God above all else. You have completely surrendered and you are closing in on your breakthrough, because something has and it will break. Because you chose him over you, and you chose to get your flesh aligned with him. Now is not the time to question him or yourself. Now is not the time to react on the desires or reject the desires that you have been requesting. Now is not the time to second guess the prayers you have been speaking over these 18 days. Don't second guess them. I pray that you all have been very specific in asking and your requests and your desires, because when you get it, or if you have already got it, I don't want you to mishandle your blessings because you weren't specific enough to know what you're really asking for that's going to come along with it. So now is the time to get ready to be broken to bend. Not broken to break completely, but you are being broke, gracefully broken to be bent. God is bending you right now. He is gracefully breaking you from you as you rid of you, and bending you, not breaking you to break you. And that's what I love the most about his breaking, is because he gracefully breaks us. He handles us with so much care than how we handle ourselves, than how anybody else can handle us. He handles us with care. No matter what we've done, no matter where we came from, no matter what we have thought about or done, thought about doing, he gracefully breaks you to bend you. He does not break you to break you completely and permanently. You can always bend and get back in your authority and get back at his feet in your position, no matter what. God is about to use you for something he needs to reveal and show only through you to get his message out. See, in these 21 days, you are experiencing something that people have may not have experienced, that people may not know about. But God is using you, and you're going to come out with a testimony so that you can go out and tell somebody else how your 21 days is and how you spent time with him and the prayers you chose to request your desires from him with, and how you prayed and how you stayed committed to your prayers. See, you are being used right now for the good, for work that he needs to do through you, so that you may share it with somebody else. See, not everybody know about 21 days. Not everybody know how the process works. Not everybody know about fasting and praying. Not everybody believes in it. And some Christians have taken it out of their Christianity. But spending time with him is always the best that you can do. God loves his solitude. He loves when you seek solace with him. Ain't nothing like his time. Ain't nothing like the time he gives you to spend with him and take out for him. So God is about to reveal something in you so that you may do a good deed to reveal something to him, to others. And guess what it's called? A testimony. We all have those when we come out of something. We all have those when we go through something that nobody's understanding but us, because it was for us. This is your 21 days. Everybody's 21 days will be different. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's prayers is different. Everybody's goals and desires, their flaws, everybody's bad habits, everybody's journey will be different. And that's why everybody will have a different testimony because of it. Remember, he is about to use you in a way people are not going to believe, all of them, because being focused on your past still, when God starts to show things, he gives you a vision and he opens your mind for clarity and he reveals the truth about the unknown within your heart. So believe him and listen to him throughout this process. We are 18 days in this of 21 days. We have less than 5 days to go. May 1st is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. You are a champion. You are a fistful warrior. There is nothing you cannot not do with him. So be obedient and let him lead you. Do not be reluctant because it will seem overwhelming. Instead, be transparent and open-minded. And remember the prayers you have prayed about and what he is about to show you and use you for. See, when you say yes to God, you're not only saying yes for yourself, you're saying yes for others. You're saying, yes, Lord, have your way with me so that you may use me. My yes comes with the attachment of you may use me to inspire others to seek you. What does your yes mean? That's mine all day. Lord, my yes means when people look at me, they see you. They see your goodness on the outside of me. That's my yes. That's what's attached to my yes. What's attached to your yes when you say yes? So know that everything that is about to take place has already been approved, it's been aligned and established through prayer. Because we've been praying, we've been fasting, we've been abstaining, we've been crying, we've been ready, we've been preparing, we've been getting ready. So yes, all of this was not for nothing. All of this was not in vain. If you believe, it was not for nothing. It was definitely not for nothing. You have to know it. You have to believe it because you can't faith it without it. So be strong. And Joshua 1:9 in the ICB version is where your verse is coming from today. And remember that I commanded you to be strong and brave. So don't be afraid. The Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. Sometimes it is when we think we are alone at our weakest time is when we forget that God is near us the most. He knows when we are about to break before we even break. His plan was already processed before we called on him. He just needed to hear from us by confessing with our mouths, because our tongue is a powerful tool. Being strong is to endure. Being endurable means you are strengthening your ability when it's time to be strong. Your strength does not come from you. To be strong in the Lord means to endure using his inner strength within you, and it was given to you by the Holy Spirit. My inspiration message for you today is, with patience and standing in faith, his Spirit creates a courageous inner you so that whatever you go through for the rest of these days until the 21st day, you will be strong and courageous, and you will be strengthened enough to endure your process. You will be strengthened enough to endure your process, enough to embrace it. Embrace your 21 days. So my prayer for you today is, Lord, I pray that whatever or whomever the person is reading this message stands on their faith and know that you will never fail them. I pray that the strength they use to endure through these troubling times will manifest all supernatural blessings coming their way, and they will glorify your name to show their gratefulness. In Jesus' name, I am asking, I am praying, and I am faithing in you, Lord, because we believe in you. I believe in you. And we all know that there is nothing you cannot not do. Amen. So, y'all go out. Y'all have a good day today. And I hope that day 18 is bringing you peace and enjoyment. And day 19 tomorrow, we will resume back here at noon, same time, same place, but a day up. Day 19. And I cannot wait for day 21 because I have so many announcements to make. Whew. And it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. So y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay encouraged. And remember, you are not alone. We are here with you. God is here with you. We got this. We are doing this because of him and who he are on the throne of our hearts and our lives. I love you. And I will see you back here tomorrow at noon for day 19.